The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lapore and Ann Baldwin.
And hello again, everybody. We're back. It's another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Ann Baldwin, it's so great to have you all listening. We appreciate all your feedback and your emails. Again, my email, ann@baldwinmedia.net, if you want to tell me what a great job we're doing, or maybe not, whatever it is. And I'm really excited to have a special co-host with us today, and her name is Beth Connor. Beth, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, Ann. It's always fun.
Lisa DeMattis-Lapore is the president and CEO of The Connection, and she's got some things to do. So, Beth, always, it's a pleasure having you here. And by the way, Beth sets up the guests, so who better to sit here and chat with our next guests? We're very excited to be talking about one of the Connections programs, and we got a couple of people. So we got a full house today, and we've got Barry Diamond here with us in studio. So I'm going to let Beth do the honors of welcoming Barry into the studio and tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Well, thank you, Barry, for coming here today in the studio to be with us. And we at The Connection have worked with you in many different ways over the years, right?
That's correct.
And I know you were at our conference presenting a few times, I believe. And it's always great to work with you. But we're here today to really talk about a new initiative that you've launched called the Pride Program and how important it's been for folks in the reentry world.
What does Pride stand for?
People reentering into doing entrepreneurship. It's a very, very unique program. It's 60% data and 40% life lessons. And what makes it unusual, it's the only program of its kind, is that it teaches people how to learn first, and then it teaches them the material. And just recently, we were approved program for the Department of Corrections. We're now teaching this in Cheshire True Unit. Oh. And in fact, we just did the first session today.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How did it go?
Standing ovation.
Awesome.
We had 21 students there, and even the staff stayed, and they said they've never seen such enthusiasm.
Wow. Yeah.
And you're talking about training. What kind of training do you offer through the program?
What it does is there's a lot of elements into learning how to go into business. And so we cover subjects such as accounting, legal. I know it sounds really, really high tech. And we're talking about things like speech patterns, mental attitude, things that are soft skills, hard skills, and we try to get the people to understand that they have skills, and just because they did a crime doesn't mean that they're not people with some good talent.
Right, right. And we've got Blaine McKay, who's also with us, and Blaine has been on the program before as a client of The Connection. So thank you for being here, and why don't you remind those folks kind of where you came from and what happened?
Indeed. I was incarcerated, came home, and was in the Roger Sherman House here in New Haven, run by the Connections. From there, was able to start going to Gateway for my drug and alcohol recovery counselor degree. Also, I started working for the city of New Haven while I was still in the halfway house. Right now, I still work for the city of New Haven. I write parking tickets.
Oh,
I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. I always get But you know, so I should boo myself because I've been giving myself tickets.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But honestly, I get a ticket at least once a month. Honestly, I get tickets too, so I get it. But and also, I am a graduate of the Pride program. The first session that he had, and I was able to put together my business plan and use it to start McKay's Custom Clean. And
I remember you now. I remember you because you were here, and that was on your bucket list, right? You were like, I'm going to start my own cleaning service, and look at you now. Isn't that fantastic? So So how's business?
It's great. Well, business is, put like this, it's bubbling, but it's not popping yet. But it's bubbling.
Well,
there's a few things going on. I want this, all the bubbles to start popping so I can really put myself out there and really start helping some people with this.
Well, you know, and I can tell you as a business owner now, 25 years, believe it or not, you know, the first year or two is really the toughest, but you just got to persevere. And you know what? I found the biggest thing that helped me remain successful was attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a phone wouldn't ring and people would run into me because, you know, you come from TV news and you start your own business. How's business? It's fantastic. Things are great. And the more I said that, the better things got. It really is. It's a mindset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were talking about that, Barry. Those are those soft skills that you gotta talk about.
Absolutely.
And so putting that best foot forward.
Yep.
So now you're actually working with the Pride program. Are you helping with the training? What are you doing, Blake?
Well, I've been back into the Roger Sherman House. Not as a resident, but
That's awesome.
But actually doing stuff with the Pride program. They have a financial literacy class, which I am a certified trainer, and I help facilitate tutor sessions and pass out diplomas and certificates to guys that graduated from two of our sessions for that.
And how great is that? You were just there, right? And to tell your story to these guys that, you know, are wondering what their next steps in life are going to be. And, well, and here you are being a great example.
It's almost hard to explain the feeling that I get because I'm sitting there. And then at first I see somebody, I recognize them. Mm-hmm. I see a couple guys, I know them from years ago or my past travels. And they're sitting there looking at me like, who's this dude? They know me. And then I start to talk and they see I'm facilitating the class. And then I let them know, I said, look, man, I'm just like you.
Mm-hmm.
We done did the same travels. I've been upstairs where you was at and this is where I'm at right now, so anything's possible.
Sure.
You know, so when they hear that, they're like, wow. And then when I tell a story about coming home and going to school and getting a job with the city and all of that, it just gives them a whole different attitude. They have a whole different swagger about them when they finish the class.
Well, and isn't it true? Right, and it's like the peer-to-peer support, right?
That's right.
Because I know, you know, even when I was like in rehab, I would ask people, well, are you in recovery? And if they said no, I kind of shut down. But to be able to talk to somebody who's been where you've been and now is where they're at, there's no better feeling. So is that part of your plan, Barry, is to bring people, you know, just like Blaine into the program so that people can relate?
Yeah, you know, people will listen to people that have been there, wherever there is. And it's important to be able to have role models so that they can see that you can be in prison, you can do your term, you can come out, and there is hope and there are people that have succeeded. And you can look at them and say, well, I can do that too. By the way, Blaine, why don't you tell them about our special training program where I left you in the room and you thought I was coming back?
He got me like that. So he has me sitting at the desk. I'm facilitating the class from start to finish. I'm sitting there you know, I get a little bump in the road. I look at Barry, this and third. He just basically tells me where to go. I keep doing it. And then I see him, he's packing up his stuff. So I'm looking at him like, what's he doing? He says, I'm out of here. What do you mean you're out of here? What do you mean you're leaving? He says, I'm out of here. You got this. I'll see you next week. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And he actually packed up his stuff and he left.
He had confidence in you.
And he did a good job.
I'm sure.
Well, yeah, that's, did a good job.
That's trial by fire, but that's good. So what kind of a cleaning service have you created?
Well, I have a commercial cleaning, residential cleaning. I do windows, upholstery, carpets. For the most part, I've been getting some repeat business from a few realty companies here. I've been able to create my DAS status, DBE status with Connecticut Airport Authority, MTA, and with the Department of Transportation. But that's a whole nother ball of wax.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
when you step into that arena, right there, they want you to have certain things.
Oh, I know. I've been there.
It takes a lot to get there.
Right, it does.
But I'm working at it.
Good. You know, it's a long process, but if you can get set up as a minority contractor or, you know, the small business lists, you know, and then a lot of the stuff is going to just be, you know, like you said, referred business and repeat business.
Right.
So
right.
How can people find you? How far, what's your area of where you'll do commercial and residential cleaning?
I'll go from Norwalk to Hamden.
Okay, and how can people find you? You got a website or something?
Yes, I do. It's mckayscustomclean.net.
And that's M-C-K-A-Y?
S.
mckayscustomcleaning.net, okay.
No, not cleaning, clean.
Custom Clean.
McKay's Custom Clean.net.
I'm not helping you much, am I?
No, you're fine. You're doing tremendous. Are you kidding me? I'll do anything for you. Are you kidding me?
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's just so great to see, you know, such a success story and, you know, giving these people hope because I've talked to so many people that have been incarcerated. And what does it feel like when you walk out of those doors, Blaine? You know, was this part of your plan or what was your plan when you were leaving prison or did you have one?
Well, when I was leaving prison, I had some ideas in my head. I came up with my business plan while I was incarcerated. I came up with another program that I call Father Support while I was incarcerated.
Yeah.
And I knew that part of it was going to have to be me going back to school and really just jumping in and keeping the passion I got for reentry and recovery. And then I got a lot of help from you. I got a lot of support from people like you guys and Barry and my family and church members and just a lot of support.
It takes a village.
And,
yes, it
yeah,
does.
It takes a lot, but mm-hmm. I know that I am supposed to reach back and pull up. And I know it's bigger than me. I know I'm supposed to reach back and pull up. I'm not sitting here with Claire right now for nothing. This is all part of the plan, and I just got to step into it. I know I have to.
Absolutely.
I know awesome. I have to.
So, Barry, you know? Tell us a little bit more about the Pride program and how long has it been in existence? How did you come up with this concept?
Sure. The Pride program has been in business for about 6 years. And it started as an idea. By the way, did I mention that I was in prison for a couple of years?
No.
Oh, I must have forgot that.
I should have asked you.
I forgot that.
Oh, you're in the big
jeepers.
House. For Jeeper, what?
Jeepers. It was... hey, Blaine, no laughing, please. It was for a nonviolent white-collar crime. Uh-huh. And just got stupid and did stupid things and paid the price, was in there for a couple of years. And what happened was I learned that there's an awful lot of people that are incarcerated that are pretty bright and pretty good and want to do something with their lives rather than just do crime. And it's another
bunch of people that I had no contact with. And suddenly I was one of them and learned that there must be something to help them. I knew things that they didn't know, and that was the only difference why I succeeded, they didn't. And so I looked into how can I do something. My background is for 27 years I ran a business-to-business consulting company. And what I used to do professionally is help companies run better. So it's perfect. Uh-huh. It's exactly what I did for a living. And then I retired when I came out and decided to start a program that would do the exact same thing, except it specializes in people that are coming out of prison or reentry, or people that are in prison now or have a criminal record in their background. And that's really where the idea came from. We've gotten endorsements from ex-Governor Malloy, Department of Correction, Semple, Senators, Blumenthal, Congressmen. It's amazing, amazing how many people have looked at this and said this could be the answer. Because we talk about you need to hire yourself.
You do.
And that's what it's all about. Society is not ready to forgive. And so what you've got to do is you got to forgive yourself. You got to hire yourself. And you have to really take it by the horns and start it yourself. Mm-hmm. The vision is to start enough companies that will have no problem hiring people that will come out of prison. And so we say, don't hire them because if they're not qualified, but give them an opportunity. If they are good, hire them. Mm-hmm. And so that's our vision, to create enough companies that we can solve some of the problem of employment.
Yeah, and what is your feeling, Blaine, you know, as someone who has also been incarcerated? You give these folks a chance, right? You don't look at them as ex-cons.
Mm-hmm. And that was my focus right there when I really started the business. I would be out here. I would see some guys. They'd be, oh, I just came home. I'm in a Rogers Sherman house. And I see them running around, and they might be struggling. I could see that they know they're slipping and slipping. Then I don't see them no more.
Yeah.
And then 6-7 months later, they come back, and they're doing all over again.
Right. And you know,
I was able to, you know, put a couple of dollars in two guys' pockets, and it helped them out. Hopefully, it helped them out. So I'm saying to myself, I need to take this to another level so I can continue to help them out.
You need to see what's possible, right?
Yes.
Right.
And isn't that the key? Because sometimes, you know, people that are coming out, they don't know where they're going, where they're going to turn, and it's very easy to fall into old habits.
Absolutely. Yes. You got to change your people, places, and things.
You do.
And it's part, you know what I love about the Pride program, too, is that you have a plan. You know, I know in recovery, they say the number one reason for relapse is people think they've got it. They get out of where they're at, and they don't have a plan. Blaine, I want to thank you so much. It's so great to have you back on this program again and to talk about all your successes. And I like to say, not good luck, but continued success. And again, if you're looking for a good commercial or residential cleaner, mckaycustomclean.net. How's that, Blaine?
That sounds good. I appreciate the plug.
I hope your phones ring off the wall. Thank you so much, and we'll keep in touch, all right?
Thank you, Blaine.
God bless you all. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. So what a great success story, you know, in Blaine, and, you know, a credit to your program.
Thank you.
So how are you funded?
We're funded a very interesting way. My wife writes the checks. our family funds it.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
With a little bit of help from, you know, every once in a while from public and connection has helped us with some stuff. But basically, we foot the bill.
Wow.
And how?
I got to get back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so you went to prison for a white collar crime.
That's correct.
You got out of prison and retired, and you said, now I want to take my own money and give back and help folks who were incarcerated figure it out.
That's correct.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. You talk about paying it forward. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, sometimes you discover that you really have been born gifted or right situation, and you discover there's so many people that aren't from that could really be exactly where you are, but don't know some things, and you know them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as that.
Wow.
And so I wanted to share. That's all it was, wanted to share.
Well, Barry Diamond, I'm going to give you a big plug, and I'm going to ask people out there that, you know, if this program hasn't moved you enough to reach out to the folks at the Pride program, how can they reach you? And how can people maybe get involved or come from the same mindset that you do or support you? How do they do that?
They can go to our website, reentrysurvivors.com. They can reach us on the phone, 203-767-4090. And they can talk to me. They can send us a email at theprideprogram@gmail.com, and we'll answer everything.
Well, you got it. You've got all your communication set up. Well, I tell you what, it's just a shocker to me that you would do something like this. And then you hear stories like Blaine's, and I'm sure there's a million more.
Yeah, there's
where
lots.
That comes from. And you know, I talked to somebody who was recently incarcerated, and they said there's just very little programming. And this person had some DUIs and couldn't wait to go to the 12-step meetings because that's all there was, right? But people are just itching for knowledge and tell me what to do or tell me what I can do.
How about if I tell you that there are 10 organizations called roundtables in the state of Connecticut, and they represent about 500 organizations that are reentry people that are trying to help people coming out of prison, and nobody knows about them.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of work out there being done.
There is so much help that's possible. The problem is the organizations want to give, and the people want to receive, and they can't see each other and can't talk to each other. They don't know where they are. And so there's a very big disconnect in the state of Connecticut where the plans and programs are available. People do not know about them. And the people that have the programs don't know how to reach the people that need them.
So how do we put those together?
Well, what we're doing right now is in Cheshire, not only are we teaching the Pride program, but we're giving everyone that's a student the names, contacts, addresses, schedule of times, everything to all of those programs. So when they do get out, they have a piece of paper that says, any one of these 10 cities, I can go anytime there's a program and I'm okay. Mm. And this is just like the different step programs and alcohol. You know, all the programs that are out there, you need a place that you can go to and sit with people to help you.
That are like you, right, to help you. Yeah.
The rooms are filled with people that are eagerly looking to help, but nobody knows where they are. And that's one of the reasons why I was interested in getting into the Cheshire True Unit, because I wanted to disperse this information. They will leave the program with this information, not only how to go into business, but how do I contact somebody in a community where I'm going to? And since there's 10 of them, you're going to hit one of them. These are the major cities.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I'm connected to all of them. I go to all of them. I go to all the meetings. I go to every place so that I know what's happening. Yeah, my wife doesn't know where I am.
Jeez.
She said, where are you going today?
Not like back in the day when you were locked up, she knew where you were.
Yes, she knew where I was. She says, now I don't know.
No, you don't know where you are. Well, you're out there doing fantastic things. I mean, and, you know, also hats off to the Connection.
Terrific. What a great job they've done, not only with Blaine, but there are other people that were in the program that I keep in touch with that are doing very well. And it was due primarily to the Connection and the way they handled them when they were there.
Right.
And it's
for
important.
Supporting an organization like REACH is just...
And our missions really align.
Yes.
You know, because we're just looking to provide those second chances for people.
Yeah.
And give them the opportunities. And like you said, you don't know if you don't know.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
So how can we get these resources to these folks?
By the way, this is interesting. About 2 years ago, we were approached by a college in Chicago. And right now, Ward College in Chicago teaches the Pride program for Chicago people.
Mm.
Our program is in there. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And right now, we're trying to work out arrangements where we may have a college that we're working with that's looking to develop a program, and it may be the Pride program.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Barry Diamond, again, who is the executive director of Pride. And what's your wife's name?
Linda.
We need to thank Linda. I'm assuming Linda Diamond. She's
yes.
got the same last
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Diamond. Wouldn't you love that last
yes.
name?
Yes.
Woo! That's great. And again,
thank you, honey, for those checks.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling she does a lot of work for this organization as well. And it's reentrysurvivors.com if you want more information or you would like to support such a great organization. We want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.